Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have our good friend Joey from Boston Theater Company joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe again.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back.
Hey, Kennedy. Thanks for having me on.
Obviously. Every year, it's a tradition.
So the Road of Rainbows is happening June 6th, bringing together, I imagine, thousands of people, Kennedy.
It's a good time.
So tell us about the event and why you do this every year.
Yeah, it's an annual event. It's our sixth year, I think. Right, Kennedy?
Yep.
And it's a fun way to celebrate pride, you know, whether you're queer or an ally. It's just a great way to come out, you know, support people, get your run on. Some people, you know, come and they run all three laps and have a fast time, and other people come and do one lap. Everyone gets a rainbow medal. Everyone has fun. It's just a really fun, inclusive day.
I think it's such a special time because it's before it gets crazy insane down there.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We have it all to ourselves for a short while. And there is nothing quite like watching a stream of rainbows and unicorns run laps around Boston Common. There's just nothing like it in the whole wide world because people dress up in costumes and it is just a vibe.
Yeah, the winner is the best dressed, not the first across the finish line. So people come to impress, and there's some great outfits, really great outfits.
What's new this year at Road Rainbows?
We are moving it a week early, actually, because of the World Cup, which I learned was a thing.
And I love this for you.
Yeah, right? So I Googled, and I found out that you actually get a medal that like looks like a cup with the world in it. So we're moving it a week early. It's going to be bigger and better than ever before. We've got an amazing lineup of artists, local artists, queer artists, allies, singing, performing. We have drag queens. We have musical theater performers. Maybe Kennedy will do a little number. Sometimes
yes.
She throws in her talents there, you know, serenades us.
Have you picked a song yet for this year, Kennedy?
No, okay. I have not. But it's a wonderful day. And like he says, there's so many things happening. It's not just the 5K. You can swing by and, you know, you could see anything from a play to a dance troupe that almost breaks the stage down because they're so fierce and everybody's dancing. It's just a wonderful time. And can you tell us a little bit about Boston Theater Company and how the money you raise will go there?
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit. We believe in Pride 365. We work all year long with queer folks and supporting marginalized voices. So we have an education program where we bring queer Shakespeare to schools throughout Massachusetts. We just finished our 10-minute play festival called Queer Voices that supports queer playwrights. Directly after Road of Rainbows, we actually have another event called Pride Outside. We're going to be doing 2 hours of Spanish programming and 2 hours of English programming. So we really just, you know, like to support artists all year round with an emphasis on the queer community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't forget, too, June is actually Boston Pride Month.
Duh!
Just making sure people don't forget.
And Joey, can you explain to people why it's still so important for you to go out and celebrate Pride Month visibly?
Yeah, if you've never had to, you know, Google a place before you go because you're not sure if you can hold your partner's hand when you're walking down the street, or if you've had to, you know, check to see if you should put 2 beds in a hotel room instead of 1 because you're worried for your safety, that's an incredible privilege, and I'm happy for you, but it also means that you should do something to support the community. Mm. Because all throughout the world, queer folks are still facing persecution, and, you know, the examples I just described are really, really small, you know, hurdles for compared to so many people throughout the whole world. But, you know, we've made a lot of progress, but we've taken a lot of steps back, and there's still a lot to go. And so, you know, doing something during Pride, whether it's supporting a queer business, coming to something like the Road of Rainbows, or donating to, you know, a nonprofit, you know, it's really just a nice way to show that you can be a great ally, or if you're part of the community, you know, you just come out and have a good time.
Okay, so the Road of Rainbows 2026 is happening Saturday, June 6th on the Common, part of the Boston Pride celebration. If you want to buy tickets, bostontheater.org, bostontheater.org, or you can text us here in the studio and we will send you a direct link. You can text us at 617-655-1234. Joey, you and everybody at Boston Theater and the Road of Rainbows are again members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Always an honor.
I'll see you soon, buddy.
All right, bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Patricia from Gloucester.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Kennedy. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money if you try. Tie Patricia. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. Rooster, starring Steve Carell, wrapped up its first season on HBO's most watched. It's HBO's most watched comedy in more than 15 years. It's not the first comedy TV series Steve Carell has had success with. He starred as Michael Scott on which show?
The Office.
It's a good start. Nice softball.
Mm-hmm.
Right over the plate.
First one, I try to make a layup.
Softball, just bam, home run.
Stay with me. It's trickier.
Ralph Tresvant, 58 years old today. He was the lead singer of this Boston-based group. Take a listen and then name the group. Name the group.
Oh my gosh. What does it sound like? Jackson 5, but I don't think it is.
Oh, that's Roxbury's finest right there.
All right. Question number 3.
Oh my gosh.
Cardi B says she was hangry when she was spotted yelling at Stephon Diggs in public earlier this week, saying, "Damn, y'all ain't never cuss your baby daddy out when you hungry."
Sounds like she's in the room with us.
Which snack has the famous slogan, "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers.
Question number... Yeah, sounds like a great endorsement opportunity for Snickers. They should jump on that. Question number 4. The search for the next James Bond is moving forward with Amazon MGM Studios confirming the casting process has begun for a new 007. In the movies, what is the name of the British intelligence agency James Bond works for? Easy for me to say.
It's a lot of words.
Oh, gosh. I do not know that one.
And question number five, for the first time ever, the World Cup final will have a halftime show, and the performers are Shakira, Madonna, and BTS. Which country has won the most World Cups in the tournament's history? Is it Brazil, Germany, or France?
I'm going to say Brazil.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're moving today, Patricia?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything?
I am. Just getting some caffeine to go.
Is there anything worse than moving in life?
No.
It is. We're getting ready to move. You should see our offices. We don't even have doors on the studios anymore.
Where are you moving to?
It's painful. Honestly, I'm. It's an easy move down the street, but it's almost going back and forth is just as bad.
I moved across my apartment complex's parking lot last year, and it still sucks.
This is the worst.
I think I'm the only person that likes it. I love it.
Kennedy, Patricia got 3 out of 5, correct?
Oh, man.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rooster, starring Steve Carell, wrapped up its first season as HBO's most watched comedy in more than 15 years. It's not his first comedy TV series. He had success with another show, Kennedy. What was it?
The Office.
Yes. Tied at 1. Ralph Tresvant, 58 years old today, is the lead singer of this Boston-based group. Take a listen and then name the group. Dances that you two are doing.
Well, that song reminds me of the movie Dogma when they're at the strip club and they're doing the whatever that's called. That is, what are you asking me for? The name of the band? New
the
Edition?
Song.
Candy Girl?
Or the band? I don't know.
All of it. I can do all of it. What do you need?
2-1. Ronnie?
Bobby?
Ricky and Mike, if you like a girl, who cares who I like?
If I like the girl, who cares who you like?
Okay. It's been a while. 2-1. Question number 3. Cardi B says she was just hangry when she was spotted yelling at Stefan Diggs. Which snack has the famous slogan, "You're not you when you're hungry"?
Snickers?
3-2. The search for the next James Bond is moving forward. What is the name of the British intelligence agency James Bond works for?
MI6.
4-2. Question number 5. For the first time ever, the World Cup final will have a halftime show, and the performers are Shakira, Madonna, and BTS. Which country has won the most World Cups in the tournament's history? Brazil, Germany, or France?
Brazil.
Not even close. Yeah.
Leave it to America to throw a halftime show in the middle of the World Cup final for the first time.
That's a good lineup, though. I like
fun
that.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, that'll be good. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Good job, Kennedy. Patricia, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You are going to see Josh Groban and Jennifer Hudson.
Yay!
June 6th at the TD Garden. You enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Patricia from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Good luck with your move.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, Boston singles, brace yourselves. Netflix is officially bringing Love is Blind to Boston this fall. They made the announcement that the dating show, hosted by Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey, filmed around the city over the past year. There were sightings popping up everywhere. Southie, the aquarium.
Yes.
Netflix says the new season will feature Boston area singles trying to fall in love without ever seeing each other face to face. No official premiere date yet, but the season is expected to drop sometime this fall. Fans are already predicting this could be one of the messiest seasons yet, thanks to Boston's strong personalities and brutal honesty. But we have some insider information. We are about to talk to somebody. We cannot tell you their name. We're not going to tell you where they work because, you know, they're not allowed to. Did you have to sign an NDA?
I had to sign something that was, because I was filmed because I was in the background of it. I can't remember if it was an actual NDA. I think it was more clearance that I could be on camera.
So what was the show doing there?
I think it was like the parents meeting sort of thing. It was like a guy and a girl. And then I think it was like the mom of each kind of meeting each other.
So the question everybody wants to know the answer to, is it just a bunch of finance bros from the seaport?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it seemed like. I mean, it was only one couple that we saw, because I feel like it was, like I said, like the parents' meeting, which I've never actually watched the show, but from what I've heard, that feel like that comes later on in the show. The guy looked like a typical finance bro.
So no Bruins hat. Nobody calling anybody Sully.
No.
Was it awkward trying to do your job with 97 cameras in there?
it was definitely annoying, not gonna lie. They came in early and set up all their lights, so you know, our restaurant's usually kept pretty dark, and it was lit up like the sun at 8:30 on a Friday night, which was awkward. And they had to play their own music, so obviously I'm assuming for copyright reasons, but so it was their own music, but then it was super low, so it was really quiet. And then our restaurant's pretty open, so everyone was asking, you know, what's going on? Is that what I think it is? And we were obviously hinting to what it could be, but we couldn't actually say what it was. So yeah, it was definitely not the best working conditions, I would say, but it wasn't horrible either. It was just a weird experience all around.
Did they leave a big tip?
One would think.
Let me put it this way. They tipped appropriately for the bill that they had, but they took up a lot of space in the restaurant. So in turn, it kind of took up a lot of potential income that could have came in, if you're catching my drift.
No, if you're taking a bunch of tables up, you better tip more.
Yeah, if you're taking up a bunch of space, drop something for the people.
Come on, Love is Blind guy.
It's kind of what we were hoping for that night. And
yeah.
When I got my money the next day, it was like, oh, that's it. So that was definitely a letdown, I'd say.
Love is Blind is cheap? What? Is that what you're saying?
Finance bros are cheap?
Bad tippers? They got that Netflix money.
They're conservative with their money. I guess they only got a certain amount of budget to drop on, you know, the people. The budget maybe isn't as high as you would think it is, maybe.
So will you be watching to see if we see your face on TV? And if so, will you call us and let us know that it happened?
I mean, for sure. I will be gladly call back in, and I want if, you know, they caught me at a good angle.
You know what? I respect that.
Did the couple look like they were in love, or did it look like reality TV BS?
I mean, looked like, you know, every other date that comes in sort of thing. They were, you know, kind of basic and I don't know. I mean, it wasn't like Real Housewives where it was, you know, fighting
no
and everything
table
like that.
Yeah.
Were they extremely pretty people?
They weren't ugly. They were average. I don't know. They just kind of looked run-of-the-mill like everyone else. I see.
They're a Boston 7, Dan. They're a Boston 7.
I love how this man is unimpressed by everything that happened.
I love you for it. You are my new favorite human.
Oh, that's so
bunch of uggos came in, took up a bunch of space, filmed something for Netflix. Yeah.
Well, you're now...
Yeah, I mean, nothing to write home about, I say.
Well, you're our Love is Blind insider from here on out.
Yeah, happy to be, even though, you know, I'll only catch the show if I'm on it. That's the only one that's
well, obviously. We're only going to watch it if you're on it, too.
That's so good.
Can't wait to see your dome in the background.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, good deal. Well,
keep
hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely call back if I see my pearly whites in the background.
Yay.
All right, good deal. All right, bye.
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, our Love is Blind insider. We can't say his name or where he works because the NDA of it all.
I love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm sure it's happened to you before. Everything's fine, and then all of a sudden, your Boston comes out.
Parts of this bill are similar to the executive orders that have already been put in place in New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
Happens.
You just can't fight it. It just happens sometimes. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. You can call or text. That was a reporter who was on her first gig doing a live shot. You know, she was up in New Hampshire.
She shared it with the world, and for that I'm grateful.
Right. She's still working at TV. Has she moved out to Springfield or something like that now?
She was in Springfield, but this was 2023. I imagine she might be somewhere else at this point, but
anyway.
She's fantastic.
Michelle is from Brockton and had moved to Florida for a year. I can imagine how that went while you were down there. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carson. So good to hear you all.
What's your story?
I went to Florida for 1 year. I was waitressing, just getting by and trying to enjoy the place. And every now and then a customer would point out that, you know, wow, you're from Boston, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, but I can cover it. You know, I can enunciate clearly when I need to, when I'm working and things like that. And they're like, really? Prove it. And I'm like, what? And they said, do the car in Harvard Yard thing. And I was like, fine, I can do that. No problem. I'll sound like you. And I said, park the car in Harvard Yard. So they are.
Ah, got him.
So they are.
I love this.
They all bust out.
Yeah, got him.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, welcome That's, back home.
Yes, glad to have you back, Michelle. They don't deserve you. Ro is from Revere. Good morning, Ro.
Morning, everybody. Hey. Love you guys.
Love you, too. So, thank you for your service as a fellow veteran.
Thank you. Thank you for yours. So the first time when I left home for real, because I joined the Army at 18 and went down to Fort McClellan, Alabama.
Oh, boy.
OMG. Nobody could understand me. And then, because I was in Italy for the summer with family, I was talking with my hands all the time. So my drill sergeant handcuffed me to make me stop doing that while I'm yelling.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. And nobody chooses to go to Alabama to live, Dan.
Why do you say Dan?
I wouldn't choose it.
And then I go to Germany for my first duty station, and my roommate was from Southie. Here I am from Revere. And everyone just looked at us like, what are they saying?
Conversely, did you also have a hard time understanding the people from Alabama?
I did, and they speak so slow down there. What is it? And they move slow, and they don't do anything like that. So.
I can just picture you in Germany. Ich bin ein Berliner, kid.
Definitely things moving slower down south.
I love
it. As a man that's married to a woman from Alabama, I can attest to that. Let's see. I have Heather. When did your Boston come out, Heather?
So, my whole life, the living room was Apala. I thought it was P-A-L-A. It was Apala. I went to my public speaking class in college in Boston, mind you. And my teacher told me, watch my R's. I'm like, what do you mean? It's Gopala. She looked at my speech. She saw how I... Sorry, I just got a flat tire.
No!
What? In the middle of the story?
Yes. No, just right now as I'm driving.
Oh.
Oh, gosh, are you okay? You pull over. You don't...
I am okay. Let me just... Nope, there's cardboard stuff under my car.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's way cheaper than a tire.
Okay. All right, we're all good.
Way cheaper. So my public speaking teacher told me to watch my R's. She looked at my speech. She asked, what's this word here? I said, it's the parlor. It's where everyone sits down and watches TV. She goes, honey, that's not it. I think you mean the parlor.
P-A-R-L-O-R, obviously.
The parlor, yes. And I went home and confronted my mother, and she goes, yeah, what the hell's a parlor?
Well, I think it's charming. So,
do you tell that teacher, look around at where you are? Why don't you watch your R's?
Yeah, right? That's how I feel, Dan.
Yeah. And I mean, I went to a college. I had a lot of international students, and we were, you know, learning about public speaking, pronunciation, and everything. And here I am. Yeah, we sit in the parlor and we watch TV.
That's so good.
I love it, though. You keep doing you.
Say, a teacher wouldn't go to France and tell them to watch their accent.
I mean,
go get that cardboard out from under your car.
Day.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So good. The Paula.
So there.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234.
So
when did your Boston come out? It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Parts of this bill are similar to the executive orders that have already been put in place in New Hampshire. New Hampshire.
Happens to the best of us.
617-655-1234. When did your Boston come out? Devin is from Lowell.
What's up, Devin?
Good morning, Devin.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. So what did you want to say about the Boston accent?
My Boston accent came out when I was born, but I took a trip down south. And the waitress heard me speak, and she was like, wow, you have a thick Boston accent. And I told her, well, Massachusetts really founded America, so everybody else has the accent, not me.
Got it.
And it actually, she thought about it, and it blew her mind.
Mic drop.
Where's the lie?
Right? I mean, it makes sense.
We're the cradle of the revolution, baby. Also, I would like eggs, please.
Can I
we
get
dropped tea, so you didn't have to.
I don't talk weird. You talk weird.
B-side, you lived in California for 9 years. When did your Boston come out?
When I played softball. I played softball for 20 different seasons on 8 different leagues. And usually when I was angry, and I would always yell at the blue, and be like, what are you doing? She was safe, dude. What are you talking about?
Dude.
Yeah. When you get angry or when you get drunk, it slips out more.
Oh, I love it.
It's also just a personality thing. Doesn't even have to be an accent.
Of course. Yeah.
Thank you, B-side. Rachel's from Woonsocket, my favorite town in Rhode Island. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. When did it come out? When did the Boston come out?
So I'm originally from Worcester, and when I was a kid, my family packed us up and moved us to Oklahoma. So culture shock, first of all. My first day of first grade, I asked my teacher if I could go to the bubbler, and she looked at me like I had 6 heads.
Where's the bubbler?
You know, the thing, out of which water comes. Where's my drink?
I need the water. Where's the bubbler?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Bless your heart.
I imagine that is
in Oklahoma.
An adjustment going to Oklahoma from
Boston.
Yeah,
that's like going to another planet. Thank you, Rachel. Kim is from Stowe. When did your Boston come out?
When I went to Cancun, I had a job where we would travel and sell trips to tour operators. And I was in Mexico, and they thought my accent was amazing, and they would just have me go through all the words. It also helped that I was blonde hair and blue-eyed, which no one in Mexico is.
So they just were like, say it again. Say this. Say it again.
Yes.
Say ka.
Yes. All the words.
They used you as a party trick?
I love it.
She was very popular, I bet, down there. Thanks, Kim. Julie's from Fitchburg.
Hey.
Hey. So when did your Boston come out?
So I have, I am a blockhead, so I have a lot of, like, new kids on the block, like, friends. So we travel, like, all over the country to see each other. So sure. I have a lot of friends from, like, the Midwest, Milwaukee, South Dakota, Illinois. And anytime we're together, they make fun of my Boston accent because I talk fast, they talk slow. When I get heated or when I start drinking, it, like, it comes out really thick, and they just make fun of what I say. And I start every story with, oh, my God. And they make fun of that.
Yeah, but they have an accent too. Like, come on, let's go see Donnie and the new kids on the block. Like, and I grew up like this.
We're going to take a cruise on the boat. It's like, really? And then, like, they love it when I'm driving in traffic because it's like, you know, we're just insane and, like, yelling at each other and the road rage.
Yeah.
And they're just so polite and so nice. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, if you're going to get anyway, you got to cut people off.
That's where mine comes out is traffic, 100%. Yeah. I'm brutal in the car. You don't even know what I'm saying behind you.
What is Angry Dad saying in the car?
I can't say any of it on the air, but I'm trying to blow your car up with my mind.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Where's the fun Friday open?
She's gonna school you,
your
sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
Got a little distracted, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, where are Dan and Kennedy? I was like, guys.
I was right in front of you.
I can't see, though, because there's a reflection. And where you're standing, I can't see you.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. No worries. Kimby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru Forester as low as 0.9% financing or lease for just $269 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Raquel from Pembroke.
Hello, Raquel.
Hello, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you, too.
Also, your son Austin is there?
He is.
Nice. Austin is 9 years old. I imagine he's on his way to school.
We are.
Question number one. Enya, 65, on Sunday. She sold 75 million records worldwide and is the second best-selling Irish act ever. Behind which band?
I don't know. No.
Okay, question number two. Random fact time. In the 1830s, ketchup was turned into pills and sold as a medicine to treat indigestion and diarrhea.
Medicine was crazy back in the day.
What is the undisputed best-selling ketchup brand in the United States, commanding nearly 60% of the market?
That would be Heinz Ketchup.
Rooster, starring Steve Carell, wrapped up its first season as HBO's most watched comedy debut in more than 15 years. When did Steve Carell yell this quote? Take a listen.
Kelly Clarkson!
Try that again.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson!
What movie is that?
I don't know.
Question number four. Ella Langley says she isn't a girly girl. Quote, my dad's pretty tough. My mom's not super girly, so I'm more of a tomboy. Tough girls don't have to say they're tough. In her biggest song, Choosing Texas, she sings, she's from Texas. I can tell by the way he's blank.
By his look.
And question number five. Rhymes so well. The cast for The Batman Part 2 will include Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett used to be the biggest box office star in movie history with over $15 billion grossed, but she's been passed by this actress with roles in movies like Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avengers Endgame. What is her name?
Let me think. Can you see the question one more time? Sorry.
No, I cannot.
We got to keep this thing moving.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's a tough one. It's a tough question.
I know.
All right.
I'm thinking I'm getting through, but okay.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Raquel, with no help from Austin, her son, got 1 out of 5.
Huge.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Okay.
Enya, 65 on Sunday. She sold 75 million records worldwide and is the second best-selling Irish act ever, behind which band?
You too.
That is correct. 1-0. I saw a video the other day that says Enya essentially, you know, has made all this music, all this money, and lives in a castle in Ireland.
She does.
And just doesn't go out into the world. And just...
It's the dream.
Well, that's why you get a castle, so you don't have to go.
It's the dream.
1-0. Question number two. You don't have a castle in Wally Beach?
I do not.
Random fact time. In the 1830s, ketchup was turned into pills and sold as medicine to treat indigestion and diarrhea. What is the undisputed best-selling ketchup brand in the United States, commanding nearly 60% of the market?
Heinz.
2-1. Rooster, starring Steve Carell, wrapped up its first season as HBO's most-watched comedy debut in more than 15 years. When did Steve Carell yell this quote?
Kelly Clarkson!
Like, what was he doing?
No, what was the...
The movie?
Yes.
40-year-old version.
3-1. Ella Langley says she isn't a girly girl. She says, my dad's pretty tough. My mom's not super girly. So I'm more of a tomboy. Tough girls don't have to say they're tough. In her biggest song, Choosing Texas, she sings, she's from Texas. I can tell by the way he's blank. By the way
I can tell Texas bomb. I don't know.
Two-stepping.
Around
the room.
Two-stepping around the room.
There it is.
3-1. The cast for The Batman Part 2 will include Scarlett Johansson, who used to be the biggest box office star in movie history with over $15 billion grossed, but she has been passed by this actress with roles in movies like Avatar, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Avengers Endgame. Who is she?
Zoe Saldana?
That is it. That is
what is
it.
She in Avengers?
Well, she's in Guardians of the Galaxy, and they did a cross.
That same character.
They all.
Yes.
Okay. I forgot they're the same.
Yes.
Thank you.
What is her character's name? I can't think of it, damn.
I know, she's green.
Batman.
No, it's the Batman to you, sir.
Yeah, she plays a green person in Guardians of the Galaxy, blue person in Avatar, and she makes a lot of money.
She makes a lot
great
of
great actress.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Raquel, I am so sorry. You don't get the $1,000, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. We do appreciate that. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Raquel in Austin from Pembroke, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Okay, so things are a little bit different this week as I went to read the email, and you can always drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, please do that. Don't text it to us. We like to keep it a surprise from Kennedy. But as I was getting ready to read the email, Kennedy stopped us and asked if she could do something that you had put together.
Yeah, so I feel like we talked a lot about, you know, 6 years ago I went into McLean Hospital. If you don't know, I was there for 10 days to get myself better.
It was your anniversary this
week. And it was the anniversary this week, and just so much conversation with, you know, all of you guys that listen to the show and then people from all over the place on social media. I just felt like I wanted to say something to everyone and to thank them. And that. So, needless to say, I hope I didn't bite off more than I could chew because I was cutting and pasting in there right until the last second. But so this is the Maren Morris Zed, The Middle.
Mm-hmm. Great tune.
Still called The Middle, I guess. So you might have to restart it if I missed the note, but here we go.
You ready?
I'm born ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Look at me. Barely getting by, not sleeping at night, broken inside. My cabinets were bare, it didn't seem fair. Told myself just to hang on, but was too far gone. Knew I could not do it alone. So I raised my hand, said I don't think I can. I cannot fight this alone, I'm too weak to carry this stone. So that day I met somebody in the middle. I was hurting and I let them in a little. And I'm still alive and I am here to tell you, the world needs you. Hear me. If your mind is feeling
feeling kinda heavy. Stop pretending that you can keep it steady. Nights that I barely made it through, but I am living proof. The first step, talking some more what I hid before I let it go. No more pretending, cause this knot's mending. Thinking, asking means that you failed or everyone bailed. Sometimes strength is just saying please. So hold on tightly, even when hope seems low. One conversation, friends, it can save your soul. So hear me. You can meet somebody in the middle. One day at a time, little by little. You've got a big future in front of you. There is rescue. Hear me. Six later. Dark days don't always stay forever. I am still here and getting real loud. Just hold on now.
Almost did it. What do you mean you almost did it? You crushed it.
So, good job, Kennedy.
Thank you, friends.
That was awesome.
Thank you, friends.
That was amazing.
And we're glad you're still here, too.
Me, too.
I don't know how you got through that. I couldn't even look at you. I was just looking down, looking left, looking right.
I'm gonna look you in the face. Stay on the beat. Yeah. Because this is live radio.
From the 617, Kennedy, you're amazing. All caps, lots of exclamation points. Thanks for being our champion of mental health. From the 508, this is amazing. Sing it, Kennedy. From the 214, thank you, Kennedy. I was on the Good Vibe Tribe this week. Talking about the AFSP.
Yes.
And my anniversary is in November. And every year it is a celebration of not giving up. Thank you for adding a soundtrack to everyone who is stuck in the middle. One conversation. Friends, it could save your soul. I'm crying. Yeah, that's great. Great. Good stuff, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Good stuff,
thank
indeed. You. So if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. We might use it on the air. We might do what Kennedy wants to do.
Yeah, we should just let you hijack it more. That was good.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So this morning you might go upon the internet and see a whole bunch of clickbait stuff about Britney Spears running around a restaurant with knives. Well, let's see what the story is. TMZ posted a whole bunch of different parts of this story, updating it as they went along throughout the evening. Witnesses saying she was screaming and barking while dining with friends. One customer alleged the singer walked through the restaurant holding her knife. Now, what really had happened was is this. The witness admits that the singer may just have forgotten to put down on the table before getting up. She was cutting a hamburger. Her reps are saying that this is completely blown out of proportion, comparing the scrutiny to the media treatment she faced years ago. That said, it looks like they weren't great customers in that they were very loud. Apparently, she was telling the story about her dog was barking at neighbors. And so she was, as one does.
Being demonstrative.
You know, as one does when you're right. telling a story in a loud restaurant or whatever. They say at no point did she put anyone in danger with a knife. She was cutting her hamburger in half. This constant attack on everything she does. This is exactly what happened 20 years ago when the media tried to depict her as a bad person. It needs to stop. I've seen pictures of what the table looked like after they left. And they look like they're toddlers and they don't know how to leave things nicely for the wait staff. But as for the rest of it, I just really don't know. There's no video, there's no audio, there's no nothing.
There was a knife incident before with her dancing with knives.
She likes
right?
to dance with knives. I don't know what to tell you. But I mean, I have been at restaurants before where I have used my knife as a point to sit when I'm talking because I'm very animated.
I know your team, Brittany.
But
and
I am
you
for
want
sure.
None
but
of this to be true, but I don't know.
But
I feel like
read,
where there's smoke, there's fire.
But I read five different stories this morning, and each one of them, the clickbait is clickbait. And then when you get into it, it's, yeah, but. So I don't know what happened. She was maybe out. I mean, I hope she wasn't drinking, but.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're with a group of people, you get loud.
Huh.
I mean, I sure have. I don't like it, but whatever. Anyway, that's the story. That's as much as I know. I'm sure people will start, if people were there taking videos. What another part of the story I read said some people didn't even know she was there until after she was gone and somebody was talking about it. So,
right.
Brittany, come stay at my house. Anyway.
Okay.
Karen Reed's SUV was supposed to go to the highest bidder at an auction yesterday, but at the last minute, it turned out there would be no bidding. The owner of the Lexus SUV.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Wow, that's tough. Called off the auction. The owner is a used car dealer in Weymouth. They had received a private offer before the bidding began, and from what they are saying, the auction only attracted a single-digit number of registrants. So when they got this deal, they just took it.
Who wants Karen Reed's SUV?
I don't know the answer to that.
There's
question.
Plenty of people obsessed with that case.
That's
and there's
weird,
plenty of people
though.
With money in the world.
That is so odd. Does she get any of that money, or does it go to the people that to the auction house? Is she still the owner?
It goes to the dealer in Weymouth. They own it.
Right. She doesn't own it anymore?
Mm-mm.
Isn't that weird? It's people are weird.
Correct.
I mean, people collect Nazi memorabilia. That's weird.
True. It's true.
People do weird stuff with their money.
Did it say how much it?
They did not. They say it was a private offer, so they are not at liberty to share.
Huh.
And because this is now a private sale, the price may never be known.
Which means it didn't go for a lot of money. $4,500? What are you thinking? It ain't going for over $10,000.
I don't want something that negative in your life.
Right? There's no way somebody paid over $10,000 for it.
I don't know. Okay, it's Friday. It's new music. You want some?
Yeah.
All righty. So we have some new Gracie Abrams. This is called Hit the Wall. I barely deserve it. If you do stay, I wish you would anyway. But I hit the wall. I just hit the wall. I'm not a problem you can solve. Just like her so much.
Yeah. People call her a Nepo baby, but she's a talented one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, if you suck, okay, but she's quite good.
She's very good.
J.J. Abrams is her father, by the way, if you don't know.
So you start on third base, but you're not going to get a song on the radio because he's who he is. I can tell you that right now.
No, she's doing it by herself.
And Martin Garrix, is he like a DJ or producer?
Martin Garrix is an EDM DJ.
An EDM DJ. So he and Ed Sheeran got together, and this doesn't miss. It's called Repeat It. In this morning.
Yeah.
It's a nice summer bop.
I like that. I like that. That's a break from my Noah Kahn sadness.
You
summer.
Do need a break from it. Yes. We need summer bops now.
Yeah.
And you guys.
Yes.
Kevin Jonas released a song. Kevin. Okay. Justice for Kevin. It's okay. Called Little Things. Ain't in a big house.
Good for him.
That man loves his wife.
Good for him. I just got a text, Kennedy, from my good friend Camille, and he's the one I've told you about before.
The car guy?
The car guy.
Hi, car guy.
Yes, Camille, the car guy. The Lexus, he thinks, probably sold for around $30,000. It's going to get fixed and probably exported, and the patina of the trial will be gone. It's not the OJ Bronco.
All right, well, there you have
There's
it.
There's an expert.
There's a guy who knows.
A guy who knows.
And that's what I got, friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't Nerd. Even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
Nerd.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to, is it Brianna or Brianna from Braintree?
It's Brianna.
Of course. Thanks, Dan.
It's okay. Everybody pronounces it wrong.
Brianna. My next door neighbor has a little girl named Brianna. She's the most adorable girl. Will you kick Kennedy
now
out, please?
One N or two.
Okay, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you. Bye, Kennedy.
Five pop culture. Trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Brianna, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear what's happening. Question number one. Jamie Lynn Sigler, 45 today. She played Tony's daughter, Meadow, on The Sopranos. Which state did The Sopranos take place in?
Philadelphia?
Today's National Pizza Party Day. Which pizza chain has the most locations in Massachusetts with almost 150 restaurants?
Papagino's?
The Library of Congress announced this year's additions to the National Recording Registry, and it includes this Beyonce song. Take a listen and name the song. Up in a cup, just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing.
decided to dip, dip. And now you want a trip, but another brother noticed me.
Single Ladies.
We found her wheelhouse, Dan.
There it is.
Arielle Winter and longtime boyfriend Luke Benward have split after nearly 6 years together. She played Alex Dunphy on which sitcom?
Oh my God, Modern Family.
For the first time ever, the World Cup final will have a halftime show, and the performers are Shakira, Madonna, and BTS. The World Cup takes place in three different countries this summer. Can you name all three?
We're hosting it. And I don't know the other two.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Brianna, any big plans for the weekend?
Nope, I got work tonight, and my sister's graduating from UMass Lowell.
Let's go.
Lowell.
Congratulations to her. What's her name?
Colleen Cahill.
What is Colleen majoring in?
What is she? Criminal justice.
Let's go.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Right?
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Brianna got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Question number one. Jamie Lynn Sigler, 45 today. She played Tony's daughter, Meadow, on The Sopranos. Which state did The Sopranos take place in?
New Jersey.
Gabagool.
1-0. Today is National Pizza Party Day. Which pizza chain has the most locations in Massachusetts with almost 150 restaurants?
Papagino's?
Domino's.
Huh.
1-0. I feel like they've closed it.
Yeah, Papagino's isn't even top three in Massachusetts.
Is that right?
Oh, wow. We used to have one at the Bunker Hill Mall. It's gone. Been long.
I was going to say Regina.
Yeah, there's one over by me. So
Regina,
I see it
there's
every
only
day.
Two.
Oh, wow.
They in the malls, man. Nuh-uh.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
There's actually one in my heart. There's only one in my heart.
Yes, ma'am.
1-0. Question number three. The Library of Congress announced this year's additions to the National Recording Registry, and it includes this Beyonce song, Take a Listen and Name the Song. Up in a club, just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You
decided to dip, and now you want a trip, but another brother noticed me. Single Ladies.
I can nail that Single Ladies dance, by the way.
I mean, no one's asking you to, really.
The whole world's asking.
I would watch it.
Arielle Winter.
Don't encourage him.
And longtime boyfriend Luke Benward. Benward. Did Brianna say she'd watch it? Did I miss that?
I'm outvoted. Right. You got to do it now.
You just keep going.
They have split after 6 years together. She played Alex Dunphy on which sitcom?
Modern Family.
3-2. Question number five. For the first time ever, the World Cup final will have a halftime show with performers Shakira, Madonna, and BTS. The World Cup will take place in three different countries this summer. Can you name all three?
Nope.
It's happening in North America. So
I know that.
USA, Mexico, and Canada.
Gotcha.
There you go. The more you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
3-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thanks for tough,
Brianna.
Yeah. You did well as well, friend. Up in a cup,
yep. Just broke up. Oh, look at that.
It's only three moves.
That's all you need in that dance. That and a unitard. Brianna, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Brianna from Braintree, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a 2026 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kristen from Mansfield.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Kids are in the car headed to the Children's Museum. Is that correct?
That is correct. We just walked in, actually.
Good day for it.
All right. What are your daughters' names?
We've got Grace and Cassie.
Grace and Cassie?
Yes.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. That'll get you a lot of passes to the Children's Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Kennedy, of course, in the soundproof studio. If you tie her, that is, in fact, a loss for you. Question number one. This artist from Canada was supposed to release one album today, but instead he released three. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
Time Magazine's list of the 100 most philanthropic people of 2026 include Steven Spielberg, Idris Elba, Elton John, and this pop star who owns Fenty Beauty. Who is she?
Oh, I'm not sure.
All right, question number three. Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt have split. True or false? They had a baby about 6 months ago. True or false?
True.
Question number four. This wrestler was recently diagnosed with a mite infection in his eye. Nightmare fuel.
It was a mite.
Also funny, because you can't see him. Who is he?
John Cena.
And mites are small arachnids.
Yeah.
So he had tiny spiders in his eyes.
Yes, nightmare fuel.
Well, good morning, everybody.
On TV this weekend, the Academy of Country Music Awards will happen, and the series premiere of the Yellowstone spinoff. Name the spinoff.
Ooh, Yellowstone spinoff. I am not sure.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How old are Grace and Cassie?
They are 2 and 4 months.
Oh, my gosh. You are in the thick of it.
Yes.
Oh.
They're fun.
You're an angel. A 2-year-old and a 4-month-old at the Children's Museum.
Get into
it. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Kennedy, Kristen got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
I mean, just packing up all of the stuff that you need to go to the museum, Kennedy, is a job in and of itself.
Got to have a go bag ready at all times.
Well,
2 of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Just for myself, though.
These are tough. Question number one. This artist from Canada was supposed to release one album today, but instead released three. Who is he?
Drake.
1-0. Time Magazine's list of the 100 most philanthropic people of 2026 includes Steven Spielberg, Idris Elba, Elton John, and this pop star who owns Fenty Beauty. Who is she?
Rihanna.
2-0. Pete Davidson and Elsie Hewitt have split.
Oh.
True or false? They had a baby about 6 months ago.
They did have a baby.
They did. 3-1. Question number four. This wrestler was recently diagnosed with a mite infection in his eye. Nightmare fuel.
Nightmare fuel.
Tell Kennedy again what a mite is, Dan.
They are tiny arachnids. So he had little spiders on his cornea.
Also funny because you can't see him. Who is he?
John Cena.
4-2. Question number five. On TV this weekend, the Academy of Country Music Awards will happen, and the series premiere of the Yellowstone spinoff. Name the spinoff.
The Duttons?
Dutton Ranch.
Ah.
This is the story with Beth and Rip.
Yes.
That will follow along with them.
Yes.
Which are two of the best characters on that show. They are so
good.
4-2 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kristen, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but...
But you don't have mites in your eyes, so that's good.
I know, right? Little victories. We'll go have fun at the museum.
Thank you.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kristen from Mansfield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.